Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Text 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Gupta Lakshye Sabade Sikaya Bhagavan. Satyamora Vigraha Sevaka Leelastan. By teaching Murari, the Supreme Lord taught everyone my form, servants, pastimes, and abodes are all eternal. Anyway, it's really wonderful to see everyone again. We can hardly believe that we've been locked down for over 2 months. Time flies when you're having a good time. And there's a lot of realizations. I had one realization I'll share with you. I was thinking when the lockdown will end. You know, maybe going to New York City. And then in my vision, I saw all those cars and all the bustle and all the asphalt and all the cement. The very things I grew up to love. It just shows you how one can be conditioned to things or like things that are actually not so healthy for one. So I envision, I mean, how will I be able to tolerate? How will I be able to tolerate the mode of passion and ignorance that will manifest after this lockdown is over? And then I thought of the term in the Bhagavatam, Maya Sukaya. Maya Sukaya, illusory happiness. That the things that we think are happiness doesn't actually exist there. And Prabhupada defined it as, for one step forward in material advancement, you take two steps back. What is better? All the cars and pollution so you can get one place to another, or the birds and the fresh air and the clean water and real opulence? You know, I have one god brother. He's a super genius. When he was in university, they had to devise a special major for him called psycholinguistics. The name is Tejas Prabhu. He's a good friend of mine. And Prabhupada told him to start the Kisan movement. He's from New York, but he was in the Peace Corps, the farm movement. And then, you know, family, business, so many things. And then a little bit when he retired, he went to Boston. He read every single book on alternative economics to analyze why, when Prabhupada said that, you know, he's going to Gita Nagari to teach devotees to live off the land, and why, you know, the farm projects mostly have failed. And his answer to me, I always remembered, he said, because devotees are conditioned to a false standard of happiness. That real happiness is what? Real happiness is fresh air. Real happiness is a temple and a community where you can walk to nearby. But we're conditioned to a technological happiness, and now we're using it. No doubt. Prabhupada said that you remove a thorn by another thorn, but it doesn't mean that it's not a thorn. We have to use it because this is the way the world is. And anyway, I was just thinking of that. And I even saw a study that 43% of people in America that were interviewed had favorable realizations due to this lockdown. Or they had some, they had to rethink their life. So anyway, here it's gradually ending. We don't know if it'll come back again, but Maya Sukaya. Now, oh wow, the Chaitanya Bhagavat. What treasures that Prabhupada gave us, which is Rasa Shastra, which means the stories of the ultimate reality, which are rasa. Rasa, the Tattatira Upanishad says, rasa vaisa, that ultimate reality is a drama that produces, that brings love to its highest point. And what Rasa Shastra is, it's a perfect description of that drama in a way that if you listen attentively with the right faith and hear it, then that same rasa or emotion, which is bhakti or devotion that's being composed, will come to your heart. What is that? The whole Bhagavatam is based on this principle of how delightful this is. Because the sages of Namasharanya, for 1,000 years, they were doing this swaha, this sacrifice. And that when they began to hear from Suta Goswami, they said, Vayam Natu Vitriptyama Uttama Shloka Vartate. We never become tired. Uttama shloka vartate, of hearing the verses that are uttama shloka, the top verses, because they describe the topmost thing. And to describe the topmost thing, the verses have to be supremely composed. So uttama shloka vartate, yat shrinvatam rasa gyanam. And when we hear this, yat shrinvatam rasa gyanam, when we hear this rasa gyanam, this presentation of love, swadu swadu pade pade, that at every step, swadu is we taste. Swadu, swadu, we taste at every step. So I'm so happy to be able to share this with you. And of course, for me, it's a special joy. And those who are teachers will know this, and why kirtan. The main process is shravanam, shravanam kirtan. They go together, because you have to hear about something that's spoken, and when you speak, people hear. But shravanam kirtan, shravanam is the first principle. That's why we do kirtanam. Shravanam kirtanam. So just hearing this, but when you do kirtanam, when you reproduce something, it especially focuses the mind. There's no better Krishna anushilanam than kirtan. Especially when you present philosophy, when you present something, it forces you. It forces you in an absorption. And the process of spiritual life is, whether it's yoga or whether it's bhakti or bhakti yoga, is we advance by absorption. In the process of yoga, the absorption in the object helps us to neglect the mind. In the process of bhakti, the absorption in the objects helps us to feel the soul. And the degree that we're absorbed, whether in chanting or hearing, is the degree that we will actually feel this rasa. And I thought of a simple analogy. I sometimes come up with analogies myself. Why practice and why hearing? Why it's so important to hear engaging Krishna Katha? Why it's so important? I thought of an analogy myself. Just like a magnifying glass can focus light in a way that the light can burn, but it has to be concentrated for some time to have the effect. So the more we are absorbed, whether it's in kirtan or hearing, or any process of devotional service, that's what's so beautiful. Any process of devotional service. That's why it said the spiritual master is expert in finding the ways and means to engage the disciple in devotional service. Because by that engagement, by that absorption, the concentration of it, one begins to feel that bhakti. Bhurijan Prabhu, our mentor, you know, I remember a lot of nice things he said, but one is our taste in Krishna consciousness is our door to the spiritual world. Because where our taste is where we'll be absorbed. And where we'll be absorbed, we'll be concentrated in Krishna. And the degree that we're concentrated in Krishna, we'll feel Krishna. Any relationship is actually like that. Bhakti means our relationship with God, but any relationship is like that. If you don't spend concentrated time with the other person, the relationship, you will not feel and appreciate the relationship. Anyway, we're going to this Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we're just seeing when Lord Chaitanya came back and he's with the devotees. And they saw Chaitanya and they danced and they sang, they cried, they laughed in ecstasy, and they performed unlimited pastimes. Leela. Leela means, I told you, out of pleasure you act. But for a child, it's just the modes of nature. But for an advanced devotee, that pleasure is the feeling of the soul. But either way, it doesn't have any rhyme or reason necessarily in the world. So we're seeing through this Gaur Leela, because people don't have the experience of devotion and what it does to one's heart, then sometimes one can't understand the actions of a pure devotee. And part of the Chaitanya Bhagavat is to actually show us that love and also explain that love. So we had one nice story, and I'll bring us up to date pretty quickly, but it's a beautiful story. There's a great, great Vaishnav named Murari Gupta. And as we remember, he and I'm going to do this one quickly. He came in to see Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda was there. And this Lord Nityananda is such a difficult figure to understand. Even historically, he appears practically out of nowhere in Gaur Lila. And after appearing out of nowhere in Gaur Lila, he becomes the Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana. The two. There are two. Parama Karuna. He becomes one of the two supremely merciful persons. So they're sitting there together. And Murari, the humble Vaishnava, comes and pays his obeisance to Lord Chaitanya. He pays his obeisances to Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Chaitanya mildly rebukes him that you're supposed to be a leader in society. Murari Gupta was a physician. You're supposed to be a leader, but you're transgressing etiquette. You're transgressing the behavior. And it's not just the rules of behavior. It's the manner to act where communication, love, and learning takes place. So the proper behavior, it's the culture of bhakti. And what is a culture? A culture is an environment where something grows. So bhakti also needs an environment by where it can grow. And that's the, and not that we become overcome with so many rules. It's not even practically speaking, it's not just Vaishnav etiquette, it's just proper human behavior, how traditions of knowledge, how people would learn to relate to each other to facilitate the pleasure of life. The pleasure of life is love, and love comes in relationship, and it's facilitated by the proper movements and actions in relationship. And one who is not cultured is going to be bereft of love, because he's not going to know how to extract and inspire affection from above. He's not going to know how to inspire friendship. He's not going to know how to inspire respect. Respect is the love that comes up. Affection is the love that comes down. Anugraha. So this culture is just so important, just to keep a society nourished in heart. We know how important it is you to have the proper friends. Well, this is the science of how to make them. And how proper is it for you to feel the proper affection? Well, this is the science of how to invoke it. And how important it is in those type of relationships to command the proper respect. This is how to do it. Now we can understand how difficult Prabhupada's job was to create a Vaishnav society of people who weren't actually cultured. What if someone said, what do you think of American culture? The answer was, yeah, it would be nice if there was one. That would be a nice thing. So CC, Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya makes this point. You've transgressed. And at this point, it's a little bit subtle. because they already know the basic principles of honor thy mother and father, and the loving exchanges and different things. He's not sure. He said, well, go home. We'll, and then he goes home and he has this dream. And we explained that point, that the Lord can appear in dreams. The devotees can appear in dreams when we need a level of faith from transcendence that we can't contact on the corporal platform. Then the Supreme Lord or his devotees can appear to us in dreams. And the dream is Lord Nityananda is coming to him dressed as a wrestler with this huge serpent, Anantashesh. And in Lord Nityananda's hands are the signs of Balaram, the club and the plow. And what a wild dream, how you put things together. And Lord Chaitanya is fanning Nityananda as they're running. And then in the dream was Murari himself. Murari himself was in the dream. And both Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya smile at him. See, Murari, basically saying, and then he wakes up and he's screaming, Nityananda, Nityananda, and his wife sitting next to him doesn't know what to think. And then the next day he comes and he pays obeisances to Nityananda first, who is senior, and then Lord Chaitanya. Just as when we worship the deity, we worship the guru first. We worship the spiritual master. So this is the system. You can't go to God directly. You have to go through his representative. So this point was made to him. And so he tells him that, you know, I've done this for you because you're very dear to me. So out of affection, sometimes the teacher may rebuke the student. Actually, that's the first thing we see. Krishna's first instruction to Arjuna is what? Asochan anvisochas tvam pragyavadam chabashase. Gadasun agatasun cha. Nanu sochanti pandita. Although you are speaking learned words, you're a fool. Because the wise man laments for neither the living nor the dead. So the first thing he did is to chastise him, because out of his affection. And then, therefore he said to him, therefore I have to inform you of this confidential lesson. And now that he's approached Nityananda in the proper way, then Lord Chaitanya begins to explain his glories. And after he explains his glories, he gives him, because Gadadhar is giving him betel nuts, he chews them, and then he gives the remnants to Murari. And then, after Lord Chaitanya is explaining his glories, and this sometimes happens, because Lord Chaitanya's position is very interesting. He's God who is a devotee. He's God in the position of a devotee. So sometimes he's absorbed in the position of a devotee, and then sometimes he's absorbed in the position of God. And we also have many rasas within us. Sometimes we're a student, and sometimes we're a teacher, the same person. We have a different mood. I remember one time there was a party in my parents' house, and my father was, he was In a Brooklyn way, I can't say unqualified, but in a Brooklyn way, he was dignified. And with his children, he was appropriately formal. And basically, he was quite a well-behaved person, very good person. So I knew him in that rasa. And I tell the story, there's maybe new people here, but others may have, people that heard a long time, but I remember coming down one day and he was sitting on his chair in the living room and I was coming from the stairs and I passed him and I called him by his name was Walter. I called him, how are you doing, Wally? And he looked at me and he said, I am not your friend. I am your father. So, but then somehow they're having a party and I in the house and I went down and I heard him say, which is something I can't even repeat here, you know, said something really inappropriate, you know, some kind of New York sexual, you know, chat among his friends or something, that kind of language. Then he saw me and he covered himself up. Different rasas people have. That's why, what is Krishna? What is the definition of Krishna given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's the full embodiment of all relationships. And this is the complete manifestation of God where he experiences the love of his devotees and experiences the love of himself, the love of God, love of Krishna. So now, explaining to Murari, he adopts that mood of the supreme controller. And then he spoke with resolve. And he said, a sannyasi named Prakasananda lives in Kashi. That fellow enjoys cutting me to pieces. And then Lord Chaitanya takes the time to forcefully explain to Murari the envy and offensiveness to himself as the Supreme Lord of the Mayavad philosophy, which considers that all distinctions, all forms, all associates are temporary, illusory manifestations. So the embrace of Mayavadi philosophy is destroying the form of God, destroying devotion, destroying the conception of his devotees. And then Lord Chaitanya speaks very, very forcefully. It's cutting me to pieces. It's a manifestation of envy. And then basically, I'll just give, because one student of mine is a philosophy professor, and he gave me this simple argument against Mayavadi philosophy. I'll repeat it one more time, and then we'll continue to some new stuff today. And the basic argument is everything's illusory. So there has to be a basis of illusion. When you say there's illusion, there has to be something that is in illusion. And the Mayavadi philosophies can only answer, well, the jiva is an illusion. But the response to that is the jiva itself is illusion. Illusion cannot be basis of illusion. And therefore, their only answer is that Brahman is an illusion, which is contradicts the fact that there's Brahman, something that is great. It also makes a distinction. There's Brahman and there's illusion. Anyway, he defeats this argument, and And then we're up to today's verse. And now what we do is we just go over the verses. By teaching Merari, the Supreme Lord taught everyone, my form, servants, pastimes, and abodes are all eternal. And this conception of the eternality of God and the living entities is the, and this is another very good argument, because I told you in the twice in universities, they're having Hindu courses, and by coincidence, it was on Shankaracharya. So actually, my service there is to explain to them why this philosophy doesn't work. But one good argument also is, which people should understand, is that it's a minority view in Indian thought. And there are six darshans, mainly out of the whole Vedas, six particular paths were given to fulfill the function of the Vedas, which is basically is to remove happiness, remove distress, and give happiness. Ultimately, that is the purpose of every philosophy. Otherwise, what is the use of it? Remove distress, give happiness. So there's Nyaya, there's Visheshika, there's Mimamsa, there's Sankhya, there's Nyaya, and there's Vedanta. All schools believe in the eternal individuality of the soul, that in perfection, the soul is not annihilated. It realizes its harmony with God and its God-like nature. And that's best exemplified in the Bhagavad Gita verse, natvevaham jatu nasam, natvam neme janadipa, nasarvanabhavishyam sarv. Never was there a time where I did not exist, nor you, nor in the future will any of these kings cease to be. So the Lord enacted the pastime of imparting instructions by teaching Murari Gupta. One who is not fortunate enough to accept this is never able to save his soul. So this is being emphasized by Lord Chaitanya in his interactions and teachings with his devotees. Because if you become infected with this, there's no question of devotion. The basis of devotion is sambandhigyan, a proper conception of reality, which means the sambandha, or the relationship of the components of reality. I explained this before. Prabhupada said very clearly that reality means matter-spirit controller of both. And to understand reality, you have to understand the relationship between them. And if you don't understand the relationship between the components of reality, you will not understand your relationship with God. And if you don't understand your relationship with God, there's no question of having devotion. And therefore, if you misunderstand the components I described, spirit and matter, if you think the relationship between spirit and matter is that spirit is matter, then you won't want to be the servant of God. You want to be the enjoyer and controller. If you think that the relationship between the soul and God is that the soul is God, then what is the question of worshiping God? And if you think the relationship between God and matter is God is matter or illusory, then why worship God? So he's saying, I impart these instructions, this fundamental understanding of the relationship between the living entity and God and matter. And if one doesn't understand this, he's very unfortunate, because there's no question of love. Love requires a subject and object. Everything is one. There's no question of love. As soon as Sriman Mahaprabhu glanced at the material creation, he immediately gave up all material opulences and glories and became more humble. Wait, no. One second. By hearing my, one second, okay. My pastimes and activities are eternal and my abode is eternal. Anyone who says this is false, I cut to pieces, okay. By hearing my glories, all ignorance is destroyed. Yet sinful teachers say the Lord's pastimes are false. The whole Bhagavatam is when you hear the Lord's glories, you become attracted to serve God. You become attracted to recognize that there is Ishvara. Vara means the circumference, and Isha means the controller or center of that circumference. The thing by which everything else is related to. And we'll skip a little bit. By teaching Murari, the Supreme Lord taught everyone. Okay, I went back actually. Okay, sorry. The Lord enacted. Okay, as soon as Mahaprabhu glanced at the material creation, he immediately gave up all material opulences and became more humble than a blade of grass. I'm getting confused. Wait, let me read the verse again. Excuse me. Within a short time, Vishwambar regained his consciousness and returned to his previously humble state. In other words, he was in the mood of a devotee, not in the mood of God. So now, somehow or other, He became in this mood of God, and he was preaching how I'm the Supreme Lord. Anybody doesn't understand my eternal form is cut to pieces. And now all of a sudden he regains his consciousness in his previous humble state. The Lord embraced Murari and accepted him as his brother. He then mercifully spoke to Murari with great affection. So this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He embraces, like he accepts him as his brother, and then speaks to him with such affection. And really speaking, this is what we are seeking by the nature of the soul. We are seeking affection. We are seeking good friends and good partners and good students and good teachers where we can open our hearts in relationship to God and experience the soul. O Murari, you are truly my pure servant, for you have realized the glories of Nityananda. Now this theme goes on and on throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I believe Vrindavan Das Thakur is the son of Narayani, who I think is the niece of Srivas Thakur. So it's a bit generation down. And they're followers of Nityananda. And it appears that historically there's some opposition to the position of Nityananda, because his personality does not conform to, you know, the classic behavior of high person. He does strange things sometimes. He's an avadut. Somehow or other, his external behavior doesn't conform. And there seems to be some opposition, which is not our tattva. Even the Chaitanya Charitamrita presents the position of Lord Nityananda. So it's always being established here and repeated. So this is one thing. Just these stories, these pastimes, they accomplish many things at once. And one is, this was the position of Lord Nityananda, because Lord Chaitanya himself instructed his devotee, no, you worship him first. If even my servant has the slightest envy for Nityananda, he is not dear to me. Sadhu Sabdan. Sadhu Sabdan. That means sadhu, be careful. I used to kind of help to sponsor the feast on Vishwarup Mahotsava. That's the day that Lord Chaitanya's brother took sannyas, Vishwarup Mahotsava. It's also the day that Prabhupada took sannyas in the Keshabiji Gaudiya Math. And I used to organize the feasts. I would sponsor it, they would cook it. And actually, their cook is still in Vrindavan. If you're in the Krishna Balaram Mandir and you want the best prasadam in the world, he has a temple near the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and he cooks with 300-400 devotees every day for free. People could come. He was given the title in the Gaudiya Math of Seva Ratna, the jewel of all servants, some distinguished title. So we'd have a feast there, and as the etiquette goes, in the classic way, the way it's served, everyone starts together. When everyone has prasad, then and the senior most person takes. And when the senior most person is finished, then it's finished. And he'll wait. He may be finished, but he'll wait and see. But then there's always a few people that keep on getting seconds. And then the senior most people, we used to love when this happened, the senior most person would say, sadhu sabdan, means sadhu, be careful. Ah, if Radhacharan is listening to this, he'll remember this. Sadhu sabdan, ah, yes. They say it three times. Then they'd say, Mahaprabhu Bhandapurahe, the storehouse of Lord Chaitanya is full. And everybody says, hey, ha, yes. Sadhu Sabdha means be careful, sadhu, because you're eating too much. And then it says, and somebody said, then take to your full satisfaction. Because the storehouse of Lord Chaitanya is full. But if you're finished, then let's get out of here. And then everybody, Hari Bo, and everybody leaves. So he's warning. O Murari, go home. For now you have purchased me because you have understood the glories of Lord Nityananda. So this is such an important part of our tattva. In this way, Murari became a recipient of the Lord's mercy. Only Hanuman received mercy like Murari. So we know the interesting fact on the spiritual realm is that one person can have simultaneously different identities that somehow operate separately, even though there's one person. And you can go to the spiritual world and you can be in Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela at the same time. You can be in both, or you can be in one or another. It's possible. And in Chaitanya pastimes, Hanuman appeared as Murari Gupta. And Hanuman is the exemplar for service. There's a famous verse by Hanuman. If perfection means that I merge, you know, into your existence and lose my identity, then I'd rather stay here in my present form. For a devotee, when he actually has a taste for service, the taste of the soul, we're all seeking to actually experience the taste of the soul. And one has a drop of the taste of the soul, then one will never want to give that up. I'm thinking of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Narada Muni goes and he's searching for the topmost devotee. And every time he comes to the topmost devotee and says, "You're the topmost devotee," that devotee says, "No, no, 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 no." And it's so interesting because everyone in this world, and we see this manifest even in a spiritual society because we're just coming from the material world, we don't start at perfection. Everyone is vying for the center. They want to be in the standee where they can control and enjoy. And therefore, power and position is very important. We are agitated by it. Whether or not we succumb to it, that depends on our integrity and our taste in Krishna consciousness. But we want pratishtha. We want distinction. We want puja. We want worship. And one thing that promotes our position is the respect and glorification of others. So in this world, our ears are open up for the respect, glorification, and likes of others. So it's hard for us actually to understand in one sense, but a great devotee, when there's that jai, 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 it's me bhakta nehi hum. I am not a devotee. I don't want that. Don't move me in that direction. That is the direction of false, materialistic, egotistical pleasure. Don't move me in that direction. Move me in the direction of service. That's the nature of a devotee. I remember in the early days in ISKCON, and in the Krishna Balar Mandir, there may be 15 people in Mangal Artik, and there's one broken drum. And Prabhupada had a disciple who was his favorite kirtanier named Sachinanda, Bengali. And he would sing so sweetly with a broken madanga. It was just such nectar. And then I remember one day, we're in the temple, and we looked by Prabhupada's Vyasasan, and there was his godbrother, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji. Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji. He was hands like this in front of Prabhupada. And someone said, "There's Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji. There's Akinchana." And then he went, zoop, out. Of course, as a service to one's spiritual master, one may have take position, but not for a standing in the material world, but for a standing in the spiritual world. The consciousness of someone in spiritual authority should never be to be looking down in identity that I'm guru. He should be looking up in his identity. I'm the servant of my guru, and as a service, in humility, then I take my position. So Hanuman was a servant. And Murari Gupta returned home in ecstasy. Yet the Lord, along with Nityananda, remained within his heart. So out of affection. And really, this was one of Prabhupada's main objectives, honestly. Seeing our hearts, one of Prabhupada's main objectives was to put himself in our hearts. And I watched this because I was there in Vrindavan the last year of Prabhupada's life. And when he was leaving the world, he kept on calling the devotees. Now, at that particular time in Vrindavan, no one came except after Gaur Purnima, the festival. That's the only time during the year, only after Prabhupada left and they started to celebrate his disappearance festival, did ISKCON devotees come. People don't know what ISKCON was like. There was no congregation. Everyone, grihasthas, everyone lived in the temple and were dependent on the temple. So, but all of a sudden, Prabhupada started to call, and somehow they kept on leaving. He kept on calling them back, especially his leaders. And then people started coming, and I'd sit in Prabhupada's room, and you'd see him exchange with the devotees. And accept the offerings from all around the world. But you see him. And I remember one time he was exchanging with the devotees, just saying something of love or appreciation as devotees would come. And then I remember Tamal Krishnamaraj was sitting by his feet and said, I knew one day. He said, Prabhupada, this is like Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what was like Chaitanya Charitamrita? When the Lord and devotees enter into one's heart, one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen that it struck me is when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan to leave the world for the last time. And he called everybody in the room. And again, he was sitting in his main room telling people that he's going to leave the world. Basically, he was telling us. And then he started to speak about his disciple, Jayananda, who had passed away. And with feeling, Prabhupada said, he helped me so much. And talked about how he gave $5,000 to print the Nectar of Devotion. He mentioned something like that. And I thought, wow, how to enter into the heart of a devotee? How do you enter into anyone's heart? It's by your mood of service, which is the expression of love. That's what bhakti is. Bhakti is best expressed in seva, which is loving reciprocation to the Lord through the faculties of mind and body and words. When you give yourself to someone, that's what love is. And when you give someone to love, when you give yourself to someone selflessly, you enter into their hearts. And I saw, wow. This devotee entered into Prabhupada's heart. That has to be the objective. When Murari returned home, his heart was overwhelmed. He would chuckle to himself as he said one thing and did something else. In jubilation, he said, I will eat now. Then his chaste wife brought lunch. Okay, get ready for the Leela. Get ready for something that's manifest out of deep devotion that we can't understand unless we have that frame of reference. Being overwhelmed with love for Lord Chaitanya, Murari threw handfuls of rice on the floor, calling out, "Eat! Eat!" As he threw rice mixed with ghee on the floor, he repeatedly exclaimed, "Eat, Krishna, eat!" On seeing Murari's behavior, his chaste wife laughed. She repeatedly brought more and more rice and placed it on his plate. Murari's chaste wife knew that he was a Mahabhagavat, so she cautioned him by chanting the name of Krishna. Whatever Murari offered, the Lord ate. The Lord never disregarded Murari's request. Wow. She must be a chaste wife. Well, she's a chaste wife. Can you imagine any married if you cook nice of your husband, he just started throwing it on the floor and said, "Eat, Krishna, eat, eat." Wow. Whatever rice Murari offered, the Lord ate. Okay. I'll just summarize the story. Well, Lord Chaitanya, he comes back. And Murari was just enjoying the ecstasy of chanting the names of Krishna. And then the Lord came and then he paid obeisances. And then he offered the Lord a seat. And then Murari said, "Well, why have you come here?" Because Murari is a doctor. And the Lord says, "Well, I've come for treatment." Murari said, "Well, what is the cause? What food did you eat today?" The Lord said, "My dear friend, how will you know? You threw the rice on the floor and said, 'Eat.' You forgot, but your wife knows everything. You offered it to me, so how could I refuse to eat it? What is the use of your treatments and remedies? I got indigestion by eating your rice." Drinking water relieves indigestion. My indigestion was caused by your rice. So the cure is drinking your water. After speaking this, the Lord, fully absorbed in the mellows of devotional service, picked up Murari's pot and began drinking it. Seeing the Lord's display of mercy, Murari fell unconscious. The Murari Gupta's entire family then cried in ecstatic love. How glorious is the Lord, how glorious is his devotional service, and how glorious are his servants. Such devotional service was manifested by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, we can go another 10 minutes if any of you would want to stay 10 more minutes. I generally keep schedule. But if anyone would like to share perhaps a reflection from the class, I'm trying to, if that's the right word, Vaisheshi we use reflection, means something that you thought about and maybe you'll carry with you.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Thank you for a great class. There's so many great points this morning, especially the first half of the class. But I'm gonna share something afterwards that when one has a taste of bhakti or one has a taste of the soul, he never wants to give it up.
That's a nice point. Brother Cindy Rada, I heard you made fantastic empanadas yesterday for everyone.
Yeah, they were great.
I heard. They told me here that they went over to someone's house and you made nice empanadas.
I think she brought some home if you want to try them.
They brought some here, yeah. Okay. Anybody else would like to share? But he advised you how to do it. Okay. All right. This is a New Jersey Rasa. It's very confidential. I don't think ordinary people understand it. Okay. Anybody else like to share realization?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo.
I really appreciated your story about your father. And it just helped me understand like how we all have those different rasas kind of, you know, in us, and they're all kind of like intertwined, but you can kind of like break them out into different different uses when they're most appropriate. So that just helped my understanding a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's an important point. And if people are not cultured and don't understand it, they don't actually relish that part of their personality. And we need all the love we can get in this world from all the various types of relationships we have. So this kind of culture is so important. And it's really not there. Like respect for elders is no longer there, and people don't know how to relate with friends, and people don't know how to take a position of dignity with those that are young, you know? So you look like you had a newborn child.
Exactly, Maharaj.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Okay, nice to see you. Anybody else would like to share a realization? Okay, go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's Nityangiri.
Okay, Nityangiri.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Thank you for the very, very deep class. And the point for me was a devotee must move in the direction of service. Always.
So important. Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Hare
Krishna.
Thank you. Has a realization?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Like Lal Govinda said, there were so many things in this class. I took so many notes. But the one thing that I really appreciated was when you said that we advance by absorption. It was a comment that was meant for me today, because it's something that I've been working on. So thank you so very much.
Wow. Thank you, Tiffany. Good.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to share?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Kaveri here, Kaveri Dasi.
Oh, hi, Bo. Yes.
I wanted to say, I thought that when Lord Chaitanya says to Murari that if he eats his remnants, he's going to lose his caste?
Caste, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. That it was actually... That was the blessing. He's no longer going to think, I'm Brahman, I'm this, I'm that, I'm just going to be a servant. That is actually his blessing for all of us.
Wow, what a nice realization. Thank you, Kaveri.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Sorry,
my mom.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo. Okay. Yes.
I would like to say that one of the points was very nice, or tasting Krishna consciousness is the door to our spirituality and to find Krishna.
That's such an important point, isn't it? Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mother.
Hare Bo. Wow. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Krishna Premi.
What's that?
It's Krishna Premi.
Oh, Krishna Premi. Hare Bo.
Hare Bo. Oh, well, I'm mostly impressed by what you said, that by the mood of your service, you enter Vaishnava's heart. So it's also like our relationship with Krishna, by the sincerity and concentration in our service, we can enter Krishna's heart, and Krishna gives his heart to us. That's what I feel.
Very wonderful. Thank you. You're still in Mayapur, right?
Yes.
Any day out yet?
It's very still unsure, because Radhacharan Prabhu can't enter China.
Oh.
But they said there's some flight arranged by the embassy.
Wow.
For the Chinese only.
Well, the same thing with the Kinshana Krishna. His wife is Russian.
Oh.
And she could go back to Russia, but he can't yet. So there's different cases like this.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Radhacharan,
Hari Bo. I don't know if you, what was I saying about the, did you ever go to the feast with us at Keshavaji Gaudiya Math?
Yeah, of course I did.
Well, I don't know if you were there at the beginning, but I mentioned that when they used to say Sadhu Sabdan at
Sadhu
the end.
Sadhu Sabdan.
Ha.
Yeah. Baba Boma used to say that.
Yeah, I remember that. It was great. Okay. Okay, anybody else? Okay, anybody else? Okay, anybody else just want to say hello, and then we'll end, and if anybody would like to come back at 11 o'clock, I'll start preparing that.
I didn't get Kaveri's point. What was her point?
Her point was that after eating the remnants, then Murari, and Lord Chaitanya said to Murari, now you're going to lose your caste. And she said, that can be interpreted to mean that you transcend your material designation. It's good to lose your caste in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you can enter the pastimes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow. Great to hear both of you. Wow.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yerma, Hare Bo. Good. Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jan.
Hey, Jan. Good to see you. We should get in touch again this week and try to digest that past meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is that?
Chinmay Radha.
Hey, Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you for the class.
Thank you so much. A few other people want to say hello?
Hare Krishna, it's Akiko.
Akiko, Hari Bo. Good.
Hari Bo.
Other people?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, Eugenio and Gloria. Thank you for
Eugenio the class. Gloria. Wow, okay. It's so nice we can have like Sangha with people from like every continent of the world, practically. It's amazing.
Yes.
That's great. Okay. Somehow or other, this has been a blessing because everyone was wanting Sangha, you know, and sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, it's great. Okay. Hari Bo. Good. Okay, good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi.
Jai Kishori, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.
Okay. Some other people?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Gumaraj. This is Kishori Radha.
And Tota Gopinath.
Okay, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.
And Malati. Okay, good. Anybody else? Mara. Who's
this
that?
Sudama. Sudama, Hare Krishna.
Hari Bo. Sudama, is that your house, your apartment?
Yes, yes, it's my place.
Okay. Somewhere. Okay, Hari Bo. Thank you so much for coming on. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sri Rupa.
Okay, Sri Rupa, Hare Bol. Anybody else? Okay, anybody want to come back? I'll take a little break and then I'll prepare for my Krishna Leela. Okay, Hare Bol.